The Peak 104.1. Good morning. I'm Robin Fox, joined by special guest, friend of the show, Mary Sheridan. She's owner and chef for the Honey Pot Bakery food cart in Portland now, but she started here in Bend a while back, and you made 77 pies from scratch for Thanksgiving orders. You were going to use the money to pay December's rent and make Christmas gifts happen for your kids. Then the unthinkable happened. Now, a lot of people have heard about this because it's been on Yahoo. It's been on ABC News the past few days. Word on the street is Anderson Cooper reported on it. What, last night? What happened was your food cart was robbed over the weekend. All of your hard work and all the profits from that, gone. So I've got Mary on the line now. These past few days have been like a big whirlwind for you. What has happened since the robbery?
Well, after I called the police and they came by and basically told me that there was nothing they could do, and I called my insurance company and they told me that since I'm a cash business and I don't have sales receipts, there's basically nothing that they could do, I just was kind of desperate and I didn't know what to do. And so I wrote an open letter to the thief and basically told them, you know, that they stole from, you know, just like a hardworking mom, and I didn't, you know, and that they stole more than my cash, that they stole, you know, our basically our Christmas and my daughter's preschool tuition, et cetera. And I posted it on Facebook and through Twitter, and then I just got back to work. And then the letter started getting passed around by friends and family and fans of the Honey Pot and their friends, and it kind of went a little viral, and people started asking me how they could help. And so at first I just told people to come down to the cart and buy pies.
Right.
But it was apparent that people wanted to do more than that. And so my boyfriend helped me put a donations button up on my webpage, and people started donating. You know, the first day it was a couple hundred dollars, and then by the next morning I had enough money to cover my rent for my space. By Sunday night, I had recouped all my losses. When I announced that, people still kept donating, and where I got to the point where I almost had double originally lost.
You mentioned one guy paid $50 for a slice of pie just to help, and you've donated to others now with the leftovers, right?
I have. It was never my intention to ask anybody to pay me for what I lost, and I definitely don't feel comfortable with making a profit off of the situation.
Right,
so
right.
I was very happy to get back what I lost, and I'm grateful for that. But any money that's over the original amount, I am going to pay forward and donate back. I've already donated $500 to a family that was having a really hard time. They were one payment late on their mortgage and couldn't afford their heating bill. And so I donated $500 to that family, and I plan to do some more.